Okay, here we go. Parshas Behar. The first mitzvah in Parshas Behar is the mitzvah of Shemitah. And this coming year is the year of Shemitah. So you will miss and be hearing a lot of halacha shiurim from Rabbi Wiener on it. Now I want this week, tonight, to go into the lumdus, to start understanding some of the lumdus behind Shemitah. Not halacha at all, just the lumdus of Shemitah. Okay, so here we go. If you had a chance to look at the chinuch, I brought to you three different chinuchs. If you look throughout the Torah, the mitzvah of Shemitah appears in three different parshas. In Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Kisisa, and Parshas Behar. Many places there's a mitzvah of Shemitah. There are many mitzvahs. The chinuch here has three, there are many more. There are so many psukim about Shemitah, and if you read all the psukim, it gets very confusing. What is Shemitah all about? Is there an Isser to work, to plow, to plant, to harvest? Is there an Isser, do I have to make all my fruits hefker? What grows, I can eat, I can't eat, it's mine, it's not mine? If you read the psukim, there's a lot of things going on in the psukim that got me a little bit dizzy, so I decided to spend this year trying to understand them. As you see in the chinuch, we want to understand, is the mitzvah of Shemitah to not work the land? Or is the mitzvah Shemitah to not own the fruits, to make all the fruits hefker, that anyone can take them? And the answer to that question is?
Both.
Nice, Keshi. Both are true. There are two major types of mitzvahs, isurim, on Shemitah. One of them is involving the fruits being hefker. The other one is involving the land not being allowed to be worked. Okay, so now, we want to try and understand a little bit deeper. So let's start claiming chakir, okay? We have a lot of chakiras over here. Yeshivish chakiras from the Michas Chinuch. Right? The most of this raid is Michas Chinuch raid. Some is in some achreinim, but most of it is Michas Chinuch raid. He touched the pulse of some of these ligas. So we want to know, let's focus now on the Chinuch, just to show you, Mitzvah Pei Dalet of the Chinuch. The Mitzvah Pei Dalet of the Chinuch is all about the peiros. All about the fruits being hefker. Mitzvah Pei Dalet and Pais Mishpatim is all about hefker fruits. Now, Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis of the Chinuch is all about the land. There we see two completely separate mitzvahs. One about the fruits, one about the land. Now, let's focus on the fruits for a little bit. There's a chakir, what's the pshat in the fruits being hefker? Is the pshat that you have to make them hefker? That's our mitzvah. Our mitzvah is I own land. And my mitzvah is to make the fruits hefker, or no, they are hefker automatically. Whether you like it or not, it's called in the fancy sprach in the Gemara's are afkata demalka, which means Hashem made them hefker. What's the pshat in the fruits? You have to make them hefker, or Hashem made them hefker, whether you like it or not. And there are some gishmak and nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, can someone go into your land and take them against your will? If the halacha is safkata de malka, Hashem made them hefker, he can come in and take them because they're hefker. But if it's you have to make them hefker, so for whatever reason you're not in the mood, you're not doing the mitzvah, you want to do an aveira, and you're not making them hefker, well then I can't come in and take them, I'm stealing. Now, you're doing the aveira, I'm not making hefker, but I'd be doing the aveira of stealing. So that's the chakira. How do you view, what is this mitzvah? Mitzvah of a pedal, the mitzvah of fruits being hefker, you have to make them hefker or not? Now, another nachman is in Truma Meiser, because only if it's hefker are you putter from Truma Meiser. Now, next year, as you'll see, you'll be asking a lot of shayas to our wiener, there's no Truma Meiser shayas next year, because anything in Eretz Yisrael that's Shemitah doesn't have Truma Meiser. But the lumdus is, because whatever is hefker, there's no Truma Meiser on. But it will depend on this. If it's automatically hefker, If it's automatically hefker, so then there's no Truma Meiser on them. But if it's not automatically hefker, it's owned. So if the guy does not make it hefker, so then there will be a chiyuv Truma Meiser also.
Next year I can go to a farm and just take whatever I want.
We're gonna ask Rabbi Wiener about that. Now, so this is lumdus over here. Don't ask what the rabbi. Yeah. What?
If the guy's not mafker, then you can't take it.
Right. That's the chakira. Okay, yeah, Max, that's the chakira. Okay, you got that? So that is the chakira. How do you do it? Now, lemaisa, we're going to see soon. This chakira is the machlagas gedoli achreinim, the beis yosef, and the mabit. We're going to come out with a nachmina later on. But this is just, again, we're opening up the parsha, and we're opening up the upcoming year. Appreciate what's going to be happening. Okay, so that's mitzvah number one, the fruits. Chakira number one. You make an hafker, or is automatically hafker with some of these nafkaminas?
Is the hafker
gazela
on such a day?
That kama is stolen. It's stolen. I mean, just because he didn't have it. What?
You can't pay for it.
I mean, if he owns it, he still owns it. Right? I mean,
he can't sell Shemitah then.
Oh, well, he can't do a lot of things, but he is. If you hold, it's not automatically hafker. That means he still retains bialis. Rabbi Edelman was asking, can he sell it? I mean, it's not avera. All of are avera.
You stole it, but it could be that you can't pay it back.
I don't know about that. If it's not automatically hafker, why not? I hear what you're asking, but I don't know why not if it's not automatically hafker.
Would you buy it if you didn't have
mafker? He's doing an avera. That's kind of shaila. Meaning, if it's not hafker automatically, and he's the one that owns it until he makes it hafker, so then why can't he sell it? It's all big averas. Avera. But Lamaisa still owns it. I don't know if you can avera for buying it. I don't know. Okay, so that's chakira number one. We're going to get back to this. That is as far as the fruits are concerned. Now let's go to the karka. Okay, the land. What's going on with the land? Mitzvah kuf yabez is a mitzvah asay. By the way, paid that was also a mitzvah asay. Key to remember that. Okay, kuf yabez is a mitzvah asay to rest the land. The land should not be worked. Now it says over there, b'charish v'katz tishvos. There'll be no plowing, no harvesting the land. Okay? So that is halacha in the land. Let's clear chakira over here. Is the Avera, okay, we have the Kishmach and Afanina. Is the Avera the land? Don't work the Mitzvah Kufi Beis, do not work the land. Is the Avera, the Maisa, Avaid on the land that you are plowing, you are harvesting? It's your Avaid on the land, or the Avera is the land is not resting. Hear this? Is it that you are working the land, the Avera you're doing is you're working the land, or the Avera is that your land isn't resting? Okay, here's the Gishmach and Nafkamina. You ready? You ready for the Nafkamina? Michas Chinuch has this Nafkamina. Let's say you plant it 3 days before Shemitah. Now, if you plant 3 days before Shemitah, so then what happens? If you plant 3 days before Shemitah, it did not take hold in the land yet. It's called Niklat. The land didn't grab it yet. Therefore, it's not really considered Zeruah. It's not really planted in the field yet. Because it didn't take root yet. So, Claire, Zat Michas Chinuch. What happens if you plant 3 days before? Now, on Shemitah, the land is now planted. Because a week, 2 weeks later, however long it takes, I'm not sure how long it takes, but it takes, whatever I say, 2 weeks. Now, 2 weeks later, it is now planted. This field is now planted during Shemitah. Did you do an Avera? If you learn that the Avera of working the land is a maisa avoda. You cannot work the land. I did nothing wrong. It's before Shemitah. There's no problem. But if you learn that avera is your land must rest, and now your land is planting or planted, then you've done an avera. The Michas Chinuch learns it's an issur d'oraisa. He brings a raya. It is an issur d'oraisa, which means he holds that there is a problem of having your land. So 3 days before Shemitah, you could do an issur d'oraisa during Shemitah. So the way it will play out is, let's say 3 days before Shemitah, no raising hand, just call out. What you got?
So it means if you have any food that goes on your land, you need to be implanted if you should be over.
According to this, anything that your land, if your land is working, your land is growing things.
So if you have a fruit tree, you'll have to chop it down for
the what? If?
Every 7 years, you'll have to technically chop it.
No, so okay, good. It's not going to be that if things are perennials, because there here the Zriya is happening now. Now is the Maisa Zriya. The land is working now. But Shai's asking a great question, right? We don't see anywhere during Shemitah, you have to go chop down all the trees. Hey, what do you mean? My tree is, my land is supporting the tree. Right, Shai, that's what you're asking? My land is supporting the tree. I should chop everything down. That much we don't say. What we do say is that new Zriya, a new planting, something new work to the field, your land can't do anything new. So when I planted 3 days before, the land is now doing something new.
What, right.
So what's the timeline? So when I planted 3 days before, I can't be able to Yisr now. It's not even Shemitah yet. But when Shemitah comes, and now my land is producing, is supporting and growing these things, now I'm doing the Yisr of not resting my field. So let me just wrap this point up. So like this, we're Chayin Chakira. Is the Yisr of land work a mice avoided you're planting, plowing, etc.? Or is the Isser the land working? So I told you, Michael's going to bring one raya. The real answer is, Both are true. Here we go. You ready for this one? Both are true. And here's the way this one works. There's an assay and there's a los assay. Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis is an assay of Shemitah. The assay of Shemitah is, he brings all these plagues from our parsha. The Shnash Abasain, Shavas, Shavsa Haaretz, the land must rest. The mitzvah assay of Kuf Yud Beis Lechinuch is the land must rest. Mitzvah, Shin Chavav, this week's parsha in Bahar. Shin Chavav, what's the title? What's the title of the Chinuch? Shaloi Navoid Ha'adama B'Shan Ashiyas. Shaloi Navoid. Do not do the work. Don't, Shaloi Nizra, don't plant. So it comes out like this. When it comes to the land work, we have an assay and a los assay. So then here, we're going to get a little bit tricky and confusing. We're having now in our world two camps. We have the fruit camp and we have the land camp, okay? In the fruit camp, there's only one mitzvah assay. A mitzvah assay, make your fruits hefker. And that way, the chakira, you have to make them hefker or the hefker by themselves. That's camp number one, the fruit camp. In the other camp, which is the land camp, the avodah of the land, we had a chakira, is the avera to work it or it, you must have it rest? The answer to that question is both are true. One's an assay, one's a los assay. Okay, so for our purposes, we have a los assay. Do not do an avodah of working the land. We have an assay. Make sure your land is resting. And we have another assay that says your fruits have to be hefker. And that we have a chakira. You have to make it hefker or it is hefker by itself. Okay, that's the background. Yes, Rai?
What he said first is if someone comes to your field and plants something himself.
Okay, so Rai said like this. We have this scenario now. Now we're a little bit smarter. We have an assay if your land is not resting. We have an alos assay if you plant. So in a case where Shai and Shai are asking, okay, you didn't plant, but some other guy planted. So now, the same that we said before, if you plant before Shemitah, you're over an assay or alos assay. According to what we're saying now, you're over assay or alos assay. If you plant before, no. If you plant before Shemitah, you're over an assay. No. I didn't work nothing. I planted it 3 days before Shemitah. You didn't Isser. But what Isser? We got smarter now. The Isser you did was the assay. There's an assay, your land must rest. Your land must rest. So if you planted 3 days before, when Shemitah comes, your land is not resting, and therefore you're doing an Isser assay deraisa. 1 minute. But you did not plant or plow during Shemitah. What?
They're me.
Wait, don't be so fancy. You did not plant or plow during Shemitah, and therefore you're not over the los assay. Now, in Shragi's case, can you see Moshe? In Shragi's case, what happens now if some other guy comes into my land during Shemitah and he plants? That other guy did a los assay because he planted during Shemitah. Do I get an Isra assay that my land is now working because my land is taking root and now there's a Zriah happening in my land? The answer would be most likely the answer would be, if I know about it, I would have to uproot it because then I am allowing my land to create new vegetation, to create new planting. If I don't know about it, I'm an Inus, I don't know about it. That's probably what would come out in your case.
If the land grows its own vegetation without anyone working,
right, so that, meaning we have perennials. They, every year they keep coming back. Right. There's no issue. You don't have to chop them down. Right. So what's the difference? So I thought that was maybe part of Shai's question. Great question. What it seems to be is that the Isser here is new, something new to this land. That's not new. That's how the land lives. The land, that's a perennial. That's how this land is always working. That's not a stira to Shevas. That's not a stira to Shavas. What is a problem is anything new happening. That's definitely a great Shiloh. That's what it looks like from this. What's new stuff? There's not new planting. There's no new planting on. If you don't put seeds in, there's no new planting.
It can happen all by itself. Planting.
What?
A bird comes and drops.
Okay, so that would be a great shot. If a bird came in, so the bird is overloaded. So say, what about me? What about me? If I let that happen, I should have to uproot that. According to what we're saying now, I should have to uproot that if I know about it. Because there's a lock of Sheves. There's a lock of Sheves. The land must rest. The land is resting. So if I know of new vegetation taking root in my land, I should have to uproot that. Okay, it's an alko to the Mechaskenach. The Mechaskenach is proving that when you plant it 3 days in advance, you have a problem. My Shna, you tell me, what's the difference whether it got planted 3 days before Shemitah or by a bird in the middle of Shemitah? In both cases, the Maisis Riyah was no Isser by anyone, but there is new rooting taking hold during Shemitah.
Someone working the land, he didn't do the Maisa during Shemitah, but the land is being worked.
But I'm not working during Shemitah. I worked it 3 days before Shemitah. During Shemitah? It was before Shemitah.
The act was done before Shemitah.
What's the Isser? The Isser is that the land is now taking root. That's the Isser. So my Shna, what I do 3 days before, a bird does it during. Okay, so now we've set the table with our says, with our los says. And again, two camps, the fruit camp and the land camp. Now let's move on to two major nafkaminas in these worlds that we need to understand. One of them are Goyim, the other one are women. So first the Goyim. Okay, both areas. Let's say a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it's possible. I think it's a sign, but let's say a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael. That land, can it be worked? Can he work it? How's that work with the guyish owned land? All right, so here we go. As far as the assay is concerned, right, there's halacha meaning he himself, he doesn't have any mitzvahs. So he can do whatever he wants in his land. He can plow his land, plant his land. It's his land. He is not one of the seven. So as far as his land, it's fine. What about the fruits of his land? The fruits of the guy's land. What is the halachic status of the fruits of a guy's land? Okay, so let's say you sell an orchard on Shmuel Navi to a guy during Shemitah. Those fruits, are they mutter or are they asr to eat?
So during Shemitah?
I saw it before Shemitah. Are they mutter or are they asr to eat? So, like this. If you learn that it's afkata de malka, right? We said before the fruits are automatically hefker, so that it doesn't matter who owns them. We don't need any bialim intervention. They're automatically hefker. Fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah are hefker. If, however, it requires the bialim to be mafker, the goyim have no mitzvah and no obligation to be mafker. They won't be mafker. They don't have to be mafker. The Beis Yosef says, and the Mabit, there's a machlokas Beis Yosef and the Mabit on this point. You have a guy who owns land in Eretz Yisrael. The Mabit holds that those fruits. Let me double check. The Mabit holds. Right. The Mabit holds that the fruits are automatically hefker, and you can go in and take those fruits from the guy. He understands afkata de malka, you go and take it. But he says this is not true. The guy have no mitzvahs. So there's no afkata de malka. He didn't make it hefker, he didn't have to make it hefker. So we have machlokas, this chakira, and the fruits, a machlokas halacha l'maisa, when goyim own land, if they can own land in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the chor. So this machlokas in Paris is a machlokas g'day l'achreinim. But he says, and then my bit, if it's automatically hafker, you go in and take it, even from the guy. If it's requiring, the mitzvah is requiring the owners to be mafker, so that you don't have. Now what about, can a guy work my land? Can I have a guy, let's say I'm the landowner, can I have a guy come in and work my land? No, why not?
And that's the rest.
So, am I over a los assay? Am I over an assay?
Yeah.
No. I am over an assay. Not a losa.
What's the point? Everything's hefker.
That's also a good question. It'll be good for the land. It'll grow next year. Right? If I plant it now, I'll have better stuff next year. So here's the way this works. We said by the, right, again, camp world number one, the fruit camp. The other shayla was, are the fruits of the guy hefker or not? That was that first shayla. Now we're talking about the land camp. The shayla in the land. As far as the land goes, I own the land. I'm not allowed to work it. The guy is allowed to work land. The guy does not have any averes of working land. So there will be no lo saseh if a guy comes in and plows my land. However, there will be a say that I'm over. Because I have land that's not being shevis. I have land that's not having shnas shmita.
Even if you're paying the worker?
So what do you mean? So I own this land, and I own land that is being worked. I'll be over the assay. So when I hire that guy to come in, I will not be over a los assay, but I will be over an assay.
So,
what? there's no shlichus by goyim, and therefore I will not be over the losa say.
If a goy owns it and a yid is working it.
Great. Then yeah, guys, what do you think would happen in Moshe Arya's case? A guy owns land, and the Jew is working it. What?
Working land.
Working land. So there'll be the los assay. The Jew will be over the los assay, but there is the Jew doesn't own the land, so there won't be an assay. You know what? I don't know the answer to that question. Will the Jew who doesn't own the land be over an assay also? I don't know. Meaning, if I work someone else's land, is the assay to be shown as my land? I don't know. Okay, it's a good question. We have a year to work on this. I don't know. What?
I can plant outside the villa and I won't be over anything. I don't own this land.
So you'll be over a lowest assay for planting, but will you be over the assay of the land being shavas? Do you have to own the land for that or not? I don't know. You have to be right. I don't know. It's a great question. Okay, but definitely I can't do it. That's for sure. The question is, for sure the lowest assay, maybe the assay, you have to look into that more. Okay, that's as far as going. Now the trick, the big trick over here is by women. Nashim. Let's do some quick hazara. Nashim are chayiv in every lo saseh in the Torah. Every lo saseh, doesn't matter when, what, yes, Akiva?
If a woman hires a goy.
Let's get, we're going to get to women soon. Once we understand women, and we understand goyim, then we'll talk about women hiring goyim. So now, as far as women go, so women are chayiv in every lo saseh in the Torah. How many lo saseh are there? 365. The chayiv in all of them, except some of them aren't relevant to women. But women are chayiv in all lowest assays in the Torah. When it comes to mitzvah assays, they're only chayiv in some. Right? Which ones are they chayiv in? Right. They're chayiv in mitzvah assay shelo zman gramas, and they are pater from all mitzvah assay zman gramas. Fine, that's the rule that Abu Jaram explains, because women need to have time to take care of the house, and therefore they're pater from other mitzvahs. Now, let's understand what will the halachas be as far as women in the sugya of Shemitah. So just take a quick peek in the chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalid. At the end it says, V'noihagas b'zachar v'nekevis. So the chinuch clearly says in Mitzvah Pei Dalid that the mitzvah of Shemitah is noihagas by men and by women. Now, in Kuf and all the other ones, Kuf Yavei Shin Chavav, he sends you back to Pei Dalet. So it appears from the Chinuch that men and women are equal when it comes to Shemitah, and not just Pei Dalet, Mitzvah Pei Dalet, but all the other mitzvahs, he sends you back there. Well, we're getting there. So it looks like all of the things that we've been talking about till now, men and women are equal. So now let's go one by one and see how things fall. When it comes to the los assay, right? So we had said tonight there's a los assay that a los assay in Shemitah, you're not allowed to work to do a mais avoda on the field. You're not allowed to plant or harvest the field. That's a los assay. Women for sure have that, which would mean the one in this week's parasha, Shin Chavav. The Chinah Shin Chavav, this week's parasha, Shalom Nabar Adama, that's easy. Women for sure cannot plow, women cannot harvest or plant. Plowing is not in the losa say, which we're not going to get to tonight, but plowing is not a losa say. So women are not allowed to plant or harvest a losa say easy. Okay, what about the other ones, the two assays? Is Shemitah a mitzvah say shezman grama or not? Is it a mitzvah say shezman grama? Do women have this obligation of, we're going to have to deal with the payros world and we have to deal with the land, but will they have both of those assays? Pashup shot is, if you hold that Shemitah is a mitzvah seh shezman grama, so therefore they're pater, so all their fruits are not hafker, they don't have to make them hafker, and they're not hafker. But if you hold, and the land, their land would not need to be shavas, the land would not need to rest, because the mitzvah seh shezman grama. So, pashup shot, we have to understand that they should be pater, because Shemitah, is Shemitah a Zman Grama Mitzvah or not Zman Grama Mitzvah? Pashup Shad is Zman Grama, right? It's only 1 year out of seven. It's not a steady mitzvah. It only comes one out of seven. So Shai is asking, well, but it's got a whole year. Shabbos is Zman Grama.
Is a year considered Zman?
Maybe. Women Chayim Shabbos, special pasuk. So what's going on? How do you view Shemitah? A nice Shaila. Lamaisa, once the year starts, It doesn't stop. The whole year is Shemitah. So maybe that's enough not to be called a Zman Grama. On the other hand, it's not all the time. It's only 1 year, and there's 6 years not. So this Shaila is Gishmach, and there's a great Sushtel, and it may be a Machalikis Rishayinim, Rambam and Rush. There's another mitzvah in the Torah called Tzitzis. Now, Tzitzis, we have a halacha that you only chayv in Tzitzis by Yoim, not by Laila. That's one thing. Another thing is the Gemara calls Tzitzis Mitzvah Zman Grama. Very simple. Because you only chayv by day, not by night. That should be a classic Mitzvah Seishes Zman Grama. But not so simple. Because according to Rambam, that's how it works. Rambam holds, during the day, you have to wear tzitzis. At night, you don't need to wear tzitzis. That is Shita of the Rambam. Easy, mitzvah says my grandma, women are pater. But the Rush argues. How does the Rush view tzitzis? By day, you're chayiv or pater. By night, you're chayiv or pater. What does it matter on? It depends on the clothing. Not the time, the clothing. Meaning, pajamas during the day are pater from tzitzis. Pajamas at night are pater from tzitzis. Your shirt during the day is chayv and tzitzis. Your day shirt at night is chayv and tzitzis. So here you have a unique scenario where your tzitzis are chayv. The day-night thing is not really day or night. It's day clothing are always chayv and night clothing are always pater. The Minchas Chinuch makes a sushtel between Shemitah and this Rosh Rambam. He wants to say like this. How do you look at Shemitah? Shemitah is Gishmach. What is it? It's 6 years, you don't have it, and 7 years you do have it. He wants to say like this. According to the Rush, why is tzitzis considered a mitzvah Zman Grama? What's Zman Grama about it? It doesn't really matter day or night. If I'm wearing day clothing, I'm always chayiv. If I'm wearing night clothing, I'm always pater. So why does the Rush hold that tzitzis is mitzvah Zman Grama? He says, mostly the Rush holds anything that time is a consequence, time makes a nafkamina, that automatically makes it a Zman Grama. If there's any time involved in the halachas of the mitzvah, it is a mitzvah says Zman Grama. And therefore, because it's day clothing that are chayiv and night clothing that are pater, that's enough to make it a mitzvah says Zman Grama. Even though day clothing are always chayiv, it never stops. Day clothing always chayiv. That's still called a mitzvah says Zman Grama. Women are pater in that because there is a night element of night clothing and pater. Zatim Michas Chinuch. So also over here that you're going to say that Shemitah, because there are 6 years, yeah, 1 year, no, that will automatically make it Zman Grama. The fact that time is involved in this mitzvah, it automatically becomes a mitzvah says Zman Grama. And therefore, the Michas Chinuch has a bamakasha. How can the Chinuch say that women are chayiv in the Mitzvah Shemitah? Mitzvah Shemitah should be a Mitzvah Seishes Zman Grama, according to the Rosh, and therefore this should be a problem of Mitzvah Seishes Zman Grama. That is the Kasha of the Michas Chinuch. We have a very short time left, so we'll just say there are many different approaches. One Gishmak approach is a big aside from the Ritva and Kedushin, which the way the Michas Chinuch learns it is, when a woman put the mitzvah says Zman Grama, only when it's a mitzvah on them, a mitzvah on their guf, tzitzis, lulav, sukkah, they're put in those things. But when it's a mitzvah which is on something else, somewhere else, they're not put in that. His example was mila to their son.
Sukkah is
on you? It's in sukkah.
It's the one
that
you do with
it's not a mitzvah on sukkah, it's a mitzvah on me. It's a mitzvah on me. Bris mila is what he's talking about. There's a real havmin that women will be chayv to give a bris mila to their son. Even though it's mitzvah Zman Grama. Zot the ritva, the pshat is, because it's not her mitzvah. It's over there. It's not with me, it's with him. And therefore, there's a real havmina, zot the chinuch, maybe here also. Because Shemitah is not halacha on me. As we said before, Shemitah is halacha on the land. The land must be shavas. The fruits must be hefker. Because the mitzvah is over there, even if it is a mitzvah Zman Grama, women could still be chayiv in it. That is all for now. Have a wonderful night.